That's the only thing.
Well, I mean, hey, guys. Everybody come this way a little bit so I don't have to yell if you want to hear. I know it's raining. A little more difficult to hear this morning. Everybody good?
Yeah.
All right. Man, good food, good time together. I thank y'all for being here this morning. I'm going to open this with a word of prayer and we'll get started. All right. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We know that weather's a little different than when we're out here most weeks, but we thank you for the ability and opportunity just to gather together in the family that you're bringing together. Father, I love these guys. I thank you for them. I pray your blessings on them. I pray that today, even just in the small amount of physical things, Father, that's a blessing. And Father, much more so than that, we pray spiritual blessing on every person in this crowd this morning. And so we thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for the ability to gather together. We pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Hey, real quick, I want to share this to you. After we get done, we've got some things still on the truck. Be a little different. We don't want you getting in line and getting soaked. So we've got some bags already made. We'll just kind of hand those out. If you get something you don't like and you want to trade with somebody, y'all can work that out. But that way everybody doesn't get all messed up and wet. Okay. And whatever kind of drink you want, we've got some drinks on there that you know about. You can just tell folks as you come through and they'll put one of those in there. So you get a choice on that. But that's really to make it where you don't get soaked standing out there. All right. Awesome. Well, let me get started. We started in Psalms last week. I know my brother here, he's been reading ahead and getting in Psalm 2. That's where we're at. If you missed last week, I just want to tell you this real quick. When you think about the Bible, you think about all these things you should do, you shouldn't do, all this stuff. I want you to know there is no realer book, all of it's truth, but just open and honest conversations with God that probably we've all had. The Psalms do that. There are praises, there's complaints, right, that we've made before God. Some of you might have had that today. God, why are you sending this rain? I'm out here. Why are you sending this? Some of the time where the psalmist says, God, where are you? I don't see you in this. And so it's a very just real and open and honest book. And today, kind of the same thing, but I want you to know the Psalms are way before Jesus ever came on the scene, okay? But this is full, chock full of the gospel this morning. I want you to know that. Country, am I right in this one, Psalm 2? It's all about Jesus, man. It talks about Jesus. And so I want to just offer encouragement today. It's a beautiful psalm. But I want you to know, before the beauty, there's chaos, there's war, there's all kind of things that's mentioned in here. And I want you to know that the same back then and the same today, the hope is Jesus Christ. I want to tell you, no matter what you're going through today, the hope is Jesus Christ, all right? Let me read Psalm 2 for us this morning. It says, why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs, and the Lord holds them in derision. Then He will speak to them in His wrath and terrify them in His fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son today, and I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and you perish in the way, for His wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in Him. Let me pray real quick and I'll break this down just a little bit this morning, okay? Father, we thank you. This is your word. We believe it's God-breathed and important for us today. On October, whatever today is, 2017, the 8th. Thank you, Lord, for the 8th of October, 2017. Thank you for the rain. You have purpose for that. And so in all these things, we praise you and thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Tell you just a couple of things here. We still live in an age where nations rage. I want to tell you, we still live in an age where people plot in vain. All you have to do is crack open a newspaper, get online, and you see, right? People upset about race. People upset about politics. People upset about everything in this world. The nations still rage. I want you to know, just the same as Psalm 2, the same hope is Jesus, right? today, just as it was then. This is promising about Jesus. We have the opportunity where we can look back and see what Jesus did. He died for you to make a way so you can have a relationship with God. And so we still live in this age of chaos. I want you to know there is a ruler of this world. It's an enemy, a very real enemy that we have. Some of you have felt the direct attacks of that, right? Even maybe today, the enemy whispering, man, look what you got to deal with today, right? I want you to know there is hope in that. I believe that it is still Jesus. I want to tell you this morning, I believe with all my heart, knowing how this book turns out and knowing what he's done in my life, the battle is already won. All right? I believe that this morning. And so we look at this, and I want you to know that as this thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, my Bible tells me that there is one who has come to give life, and not only give life, but give it more abundantly. To give you a life beyond what you can understand. And that may not be wrapped in the package of, man, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and everything's going to be set right in my life. But he's come to give us abundant life. I believe that with all my heart. And so as these kings and rulers plot against Jesus, even before his earthly birth, we see this. He will return one day and set all things right. He is going to make all things new. Man, I can't wait for that day when everything is set right. Everything that I've lost is going to be coming back to me, man. That he makes all things new. Here's what I want you to know. There is a real enemy this morning. Listen to me back in the back. There is a real enemy this morning, okay? He is powerful. He is strong. But I take and say this in the name of Jesus and claim this, that my God is stronger. Because here's what my God does when nations plot, when even our own nation is in upheaval and race and all kind of things that we see. Here's what my God does, all right? It says this, he who sits in heaven, who is that talking about? God, right? He sits on the throne. Here's what he does to the plans of the evil. And it says that he sits in the heavens and laughs. Because his plans are going to come to fruition. He has won the battle. And so when the enemy tries his hardest, God is on his throne and he just laughs and says, man, I'm going to still redeem my people. I'm still sending it away. You can make any kind of plan you want against Jesus before he came in this passage. And he said, there is going to be one coming who will set things right. I want you to know, if Jesus has not yet taken the place of the throne room of your heart, he can set things right in your life this morning. All right? I believe that. It may not set everything right here in this moment, but there will be a day when these light and momentary afflictions will pair in comparison, the Bible says, to the weight of his eternal glory. It's going to crush us. It's going to be so big. It's going to be this walk in the room kind of thing with him, and it's going to be so thick that it's going to feel like the glory's weighing down on us. I believe that day is coming. And so he goes through verses 5 through 10. And I want you to know, when you go back and look at this, all he's doing is he's speaking the gospel. He's saying there is going to be a day. There is coming a time when everything will be set right. A couple more things. I know I don't want to get long-winded this morning with the rain. But listen to this. Verse 11 says this. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. I used to read that as a kid and think, man, why do I got to be afraid of God? Yeah. You know, he said trembling. You know, I want you to know I've learned that this passage is not about, man, I got to be so scared of you, because he wants a relationship with you. He died to make a way for a relationship with you. You have nothing to fear, but you come to him in reverence. A posture of saying, I know who you are. You are the God that sits on the throne. And when the enemy tries his hardest, you laugh, right? You got everything under control. You will set things right. And so that's what this passage is talking about. Anybody need any hope this morning? I want to offer two things of hope, all right? Here's what I believe this morning. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. This is the hope, and I want to tell you a couple of things about this. You know what refuge is? It's a shelter for the danger. A shelter. A place to rest. Where's my daughter, Morgan? Where you at? My daughter's here this morning from school. I'm going to embarrass her a little bit. When my daughter was a little girl, I want to tell you, it's one of the most beautiful things I ever remember, okay? I can tell you where we were sitting in a recliner, Heritage Park, back in McCall, Alabama. My daughter, as a little girl, would crawl up in my arms, and she would snuggle in real tight, and she would say what? Do you remember? Safe. Safe. Yeah. Safe. She would just say the word safe over and over. You couldn't buy that memory for $1 million. Here's what it was. That was refuge. Listen to me. That was refuge from her father. Listen, I'm an earthly sinful father. But there ain't nothing I wouldn't do for that girl. I would go to battle. I would do whatever. a holy Heavenly Father wants you to curl up inside Him and just say, "Safe." I want you to know here this morning, you say, "Well, Keith, that's for you. You're standing there with a Bible in your hand. You're a preacher, whatever. Listen to the words. I want to read it again. Here is who it's available for. Refuge is this. It says, blessed are all." All right, I want to ask you a question this morning. I want you to raise your hand if you are in the category of all. That should be every one of you. Raise your hand. All means all. And so here's the deal this morning. If you want to, there is refuge available for every single one of us. All of us. There's that safe place in a time of trouble. I want to tell you this. If that doesn't offer hope this morning, I don't know what will. In our world of chaos, as nations rage and evil people plot, there is refuge in Him for all who would come to Him. I want you to know it's available this morning. You say, "Keith, hold up. You don't know what I've done." Let me tell you, it don't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter. It don't matter what you're doing. It don't matter what you will do today. He's given an availability if you have refuge. And not only that, but refuge to curl up beside Him and say, "Safe," and Him look at you and say, just like I did with my earthly daughter, and say, "Man, my son or daughter, I'm so glad you're here. Take refuge in me." That's good stuff this morning. Amen. I want to pray God's blessing over that, and that we believe that we don't just hear it with our minds, but we believe it with our hearts. That's why we'd come out on a day like today. I had somebody ask me, "Why would you come out?" I want to let you know there's refuge, there's hope in my Jesus this morning. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's pray. Right. Father, we thank You for this day. God, I believe You've been here. You came before us today. Father, You've hemmed us in. You've kept us safe this morning in spite of weather, in spite of threats of weather, all these things, Father, and we praise You for that. I know I've been in Your presence this morning. I've been in the presence of Your people. And Father, I just see You in that. And so thank You for that. Thank You for being a God that just like a Heavenly Father can say and give refuge. Father, even much more so in this world of chaos, in the nation's rage and all of these evil plots against You. Father, that You can allow us to lay up against You and say, "Man, this is my safe spot. I take refuge in You." Father, that's available. And Father, Your word tells us this, that if it's available for anybody, it's available for all. And so we thank You for that. We claim it. I need refuge in You. I need You. I need Your strength. Father, I know my brothers and sisters need that. And so, Father, just give it. We ask it. And Father, I want to pray as bold as this. If there's somebody here that doesn't believe that applies to them today, I'm going to ask them to take the courage. Lord, will You show me that's true today? Father, I believe if they pray that, You'll show them. I believe You'll show them refuge. Father, refuge is a safe place to go. Father, You are our refuge. You're the only hope we have in this world. And Father, in all this, what You're doing here, I pray that even in a city of Birmingham, Alabama, where Your history has been so divided on all kind of things like racial issues and Father, just strife and all these things, what You're doing out here beats all that. This is beautiful, what You're doing here, bringing a family together from all different walks of life, all different colors, all different thoughts of religion, all different thoughts of belief. Uniting in Jesus, that's a beautiful thing that the world needs to see. Let this be an example of what heaven's going to be like. It's going to be amazing. Father, when we come together and we take refuge in You. I love each and every person here. I'm thankful for them. And God, You have a purpose for them. One of those is to find refuge in You today. Let me lead in that example. Let me seek You. You being my refuge in all things. We love You. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys.